time now for this month's installment of Thriving in Orange, an exclusive feature made possible by Orange County Economic Development Small Business Grant Program, showcasing some of the great small businesses in our community who have gotten grants from the county to continue to grow and thrive. A small business investment grant program was launched in 2015. It receives $150,000 each year from Article 46 to support the growth and retention of Orange County's many small businesses, one of which happens to be the very station you are listening to. We are speaking today with Aubrey Williams, who is the general manager of the Chapel Hill Media Group, which includes 97.9 The Hill. Aubrey, good morning.
Good
How are you? Good morning, Aaron.
It's good to finally meet you. It's nice to meet you, too.
We're not across the hall from each other at all. So I said Chapel Hill Media Group. Not everyone knows that phrase. So what should people know about that? For
so, great question. It's not a name that's really well known in our community, although that's something that I think we're trying to change a little bit because it's essentially the LLC under which 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and ChapelBurrow.com operate. And so it is, I don't want to say the parent company, but it is the legal name for our two sort of branches of what we do here.
Yeah. And like we should mention, we're talking about this small business grant program, which is designed for small businesses. And I know we've had the experience of people coming into the station and being surprised at how small a business we are. I think a lot of people think like all the stuff that we do on the radio and on the website, oh, you must be a huge business. We're pretty tiny. So,
yeah, I get that a lot. And I think that, you know, it's a testament to just how much we do here, both on the air and online, and the service that we provide to our community. But we are 11 full-time employees and 5 part-timers, give or take, depending on what time of year it is. And so for us to achieve what we do on a day-to-day basis with such a small staff is quite a feat. But also, we are a small business, and we're locally owned and operated. Yes, much to others' surprise, we operate with just a few of us here.
Yeah, and that's in addition to all of the equipment and everything else that it takes to run a radio station and also the website, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking with Aubrey Williams again, Chapel Hill Media Group, including 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and ChapelBurrow.com, and talking in the context of Thriving in Orange, which is brought to you by Orange County Economic Development, focusing on the small businesses in our community who have benefited from the Small Business Grant Program. And a lot of those businesses that have benefited are startups or businesses that have been around for a few years, but also established businesses like ours, which have been around for decades and decades, benefit too, right?
Yeah. And I think that that's an important thing for folks to keep in mind as they're thinking about the grant program or if it's a good fit for their business potentially, because it didn't really occur to me at first. But, you know, luckily we are in a position where we are working with the folks at Economic Development to help bring to light that this program is available for local businesses, which is what made me think like, I wonder if we're a fit. But the reality is that, you know, it's expensive to run a radio station. Mm-hmm. We have so much outside. You were just talking about this, but we have so much equipment. We have so much stuff outside of just, you know, regular operational expenses and staffing and so forth. We have a lot of things that need maintenance and new stuff all the time sort of flowing through. And so when it came time for us to look to move and thinking about how we could offset some of the expenditure that's going along with that, I made an application and we became a grant recipient ourselves.
How much has it benefited?
It has been a big help.
Yeah.
Any little bit is going to help because we are locally owned and operated and we're advertiser supported and, you know, looking very carefully at our purse strings, as many local businesses do, and having to be really careful about how much money we're spending to do a move. So the fact that we were able to get the grant, it really supported us through that process.
And people can't see this, but I'm getting like the visual aid behind you, because even this early in the morning, I'm looking through this window at what is eventually going to be the main studio once it gets finished. And we've got our engineer back there who's going through all kinds of equipment and putting things together. Like, the process of becoming, even for an established business, when you're moving from one place to another, like, that's a complicated and expensive process. So it's super important to have something like this.
It is complicated and expensive. And so, it's been huge for us to have the support from the county.
What was the application process like?
You know, I cannot say enough about how smooth and easy the application process is. And I've heard other people talk about their reticence about grant applications because it can feel very daunting. But the Orange County Economic Development Small Business Grant Program online process is super straightforward. And their turnaround time in terms of letting folks know when and if they've received the grant is quick. So I would say that it was a very easy, smooth process for me.
Speaking with RGM Aubrey Williams, Chapel Hill Media Group, including 97 on the Hill and ChapelBurrow.com, talking about the Small Business Investment Grant Program, which has been around for 8 years and counting now through Orange County Economic Development. And as we wrap up this conversation, any other small business in Orange County that may be thinking about applying, what else should they know that you haven't mentioned?
I would say just go for it, because the money is there and it's there to support businesses in Orange County. And so many people just don't know that it's available, and you have nothing to lose by filling out an application. Like I said, it's an easy and smooth process. And I love that our county is trying to support small businesses like us. And I think that there are many other small businesses, as you and I both know, that we work with on a day-to-day basis here in our community that could really benefit. So I say, if you are considering a grant and you want to apply, go for it.
OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county's website. Go to the economic development page there and learn more. Aubrey Williams, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.